Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. 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 Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. You're tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge. Apologies for my lateness. It's rather dark in here. Excuse me while I adjust the lighting, and I'll be with you in the next minute. Okay, I am back. Does that look any better? No, not really. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Why do I look so dark? I've been away in a very hot country and I'm looking rather dark. Maybe I need to move closer. That's a little bit better. But need to sort out this lightning. Now, I'm just going to say, now, shout out to everybody who's locked in, tuned in. I should be live on Instagram, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, live on LinkedIn. Yes, I'm live on all those platforms, by the way. And for those of you listening to the recording, thanks a lot for those of you who are downloading the show. Lunar Lounge show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. The details are there if you're feeling mental fatigue. Actually, fatigue also as well. Spiritually, go get your Magic Mind and you get a 20% off courtesy of tuning in or listening to the Lunar Lounge. Now, do you know what? I may have to cut the show short today. I may do. I hope not. Let's send out affirmations. Why? Because I've got, new internet connection. Yeah, and they're coming to make the installments today. Technically, they should have come yesterday. Now they're telling me they're coming today between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. Let's hope they come around 2 p.m. Yeah, yeah. Let me have my show. If not, you may see me just having to lock off the show. And why is my show being disrupted? Guess what? Next week, Wednesday, also no show. Yeah, I'm traveling. When I tell people I hate summer with a passion, they can never seem to understand. Maybe now you're going to start getting it, right? Why? Because the sun's out. That's when everybody's having birthday parties, barbecues, getting married, get-togethers. Everyone, conferences, all of this stuff all happens around this time of the year. And there's not enough of me to go around. People, listen. Yeah. Shout out to Yvette saying looking refreshed and tanned. Yeah, I'm looking a bit too tanned. That sun hit me, boy. Cape Verde. Shout out to Cape Verde. A great country, great people. It is what it is. Shout out to Faye, and shout out to you guys also on Instagram as well. Shout out to Pretty, how you doing? Hope you're well. You and the husband, you and the family, hope you're all well. Olena, welcome to the show. LaDonna, Martina, how you doing? Welcome. We've got Hannah Marshall, also here, locked in. Welcome to the show. I see you all. Who's that? What name was that? Manguran? Oh god, I can't pronounce. How do I pronounce that name? Mango. The first word I see there is mango. Rubicon. Mango Rubicon. Got it. Mango Rubicon. Shout out. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Pretty. How you doing? Hope you're all well. How is everything going with you and the family? Hope you're all good. Shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show too. Now, shout out to all the people who download the show. Brazil, you can see my place is a little bit in a mess. The picture's fallen down. Look at that. Hey, look at that. What's that frame doing over there in the background? Doors open. I've got a cat running in and out here. Cat's losing his mind. He doesn't know what's going on, but hey. I'm having a transit, let's put it that way, which is like, bombshell. And like I said, the show may have to be cut short today. Could you believe? Yes, the show may have to be cut short. I've got engineers coming round and they said they're going to be coming between 1 and 6. I'm hoping they come around at 2 p.m. or 2:30. Give me a break. Useless people. They're meant to come yesterday. When they come, I'm going to give them a blasting, I'm telling you. But it is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. If you're listening to it for the first time, this is a show which aims to inform, entertain, well, I don't know about the entertainment part, but inform, enlighten, educate, all about the science, the cosmos, right? I think I look darker because I'm wearing white as well, You know when black people wear white, you really stand out? I think that's but it's the lightning, really. Yeah, I think I really need to get the lightning positioned. What is the weather like where you are? It was looking a bit grey this morning, wasn't it? For those of you in the UK. But things are really lightening up, are they not? Yes, they are. Coolio. Happy new moon to you all. We got a new moon in Cancer today. I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment. And let's look at the planetary alignment for the rest of this month. What, there's only, what, 5 days left? And we're going to be entering the month of July. So we'll be looking at what July has in store for us as well. Yeah. And we might have to have a look at that because, of course, next week, there's no show again. People, what's happening here, man? I think I need a private jet at this rate. You know, getting on and getting off planes like it's a, like I'm hopping in and out of taxis. Yeah, it is what it is. Shout out to Mustafa. Welcome to the show. Hannah Marshall is saying, my son in Cancer, plus I was born on a full moon eclipse. Ooh, ah, lucky for you. Lucky for some. Yeah, we got a new moon in Cancer, sun in Cancer. You were born on a full moon eclipse? Wow, that's cool. I know Prince William, he was born on a new moon eclipse. He was born on a new moon eclipse. What, was you born same time as William? Maybe the 2 weeks later when they had the full moon eclipse? Was it that? Are you, yeah, 80? What year was he born? Was it 81 or 82? Something like that. They got married 81, something like that. Early 80s, something round about that. But yeah, Florence, welcome to the show. She's acknowledging. You got a suntan, certainly. Or is it the lighting? It's the lightning. I need to sort out my lightning, man. What's going on here? Is that better? No. I need proper professional equipment. Don't worry, that soon will be changing. However, it is what it is. Welcome to the show. I'll bring up the chart in a moment. Like I said, people, I'm sending out the warning now. I may have to just cut the show. But if they ring that bell at 1 o'clock, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell them, brother, you're going to have to wait, yeah, while I do my podcast. It is what it is. I've got engineers coming round to come and fix the internet. Yeah, I'm even surprised that I'm actually on the internet right now. Could you believe? Yeah. Hannah saying, interesting. Yeah, born July. Yeah, 82. So, yeah. So, you're part of the eclipse. You're part of the eclipse cycle that Prince William belonged to, because he was born on a new moon eclipse. So, you're probably the 2 weeks after that when there was the full moon eclipse. Because that eclipse actually was at 0 degrees of Cancer. So you're probably the 2 weeks later. So which makes your son must be around like 14, 15 maybe degrees. Your son is probably what, 14 degrees, 14, 15 degrees Cancer. Moon's probably about 14, 15 degrees. So you're probably belonging to that that eclipse, Anna. Yeah, no, great stuff. You're part of the royal family, eclipse. Go get your money, man. Go claim your money. Write a letter to him and say, hey, Prince William, I was born approximately same time, same year as you. Can I have some money? I'm your cosmic sister. I'm entitled to a percent. Could you imagine, eh? All you need is about 1%, you know. You don't need much. Don't get greedy with it, you know. You never know. Anna's saying bang on 1338. Okay, yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, cool stuff. No, great eclipse to be born under, great cycle to be born under. And we do have a new moon today, as I'm bringing up the chart later on. What else has been happening in the world? World is going crazy. I told you. Don't tell me I didn't tell you. I told you so. I told you big things were going to happen the moment Jupiter moved into Cancer, squared Saturn and Neptune, and then we had the square with Mars and Uranus. And what goes and happens? Israel and Iran get into a little fisticuffs. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Not a little fisticuffs, a big fisticuffs. Yeah? Bombing the shit out of each other. And now America's obviously involved, of course. people, what's wrong with us as human beings? Can't we just get along? Really? Yeah? And this is the thing. They all claim to be religious. Yeah? We're the holy ones. We're God's favorite people. What's happening here? People. Who are the brains behind this? See? Who has the head doesn't have the hat. And who has the hat doesn't have the head. What the heck is going on? I've got people who cannot travel, who are trapped in their country. Madness. What is happening? However, the square, well, I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment, won't we? So we'll be having a look. So hopefully things will die down. Where's Mr. Donald Trump when you need him? Did you hear him yesterday swearing and, you know, having a go at Israel and Iran, you know? Faye saying, you need a bigger ring light. Yeah, I do need a bigger ring light. Tell me about it. Do you know what? I've actually got a light. No, I've actually got a big ring light. If I turn it on, Jesus Christ, it's so bright. It is unreal. It's blinding. It's literally blinding. It's like, whoa. So I need, I've already got the light. What I need is one of those things that go over the light to sort of like control its brightness, sort of like dims it. So it's not so, you know, that's what happens. Yeah. Shout out to Mary. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land show. Listen, people, if I have to cut this show short, it's because the engineers are coming. They're saying they're going to come in 11, between 1 and 6. Why was I going to say 11 there? Between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. Hopefully they come at 2 p.m. It is what it is. Martina's saying, tell me about it. I keep saying the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, you know. Shout out to Bic Ash. Is it Bic Ash 3663? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Some of these names that you guys have on social media, I can't keep up. Tongue twisters. That's what they are. Tongue twisters. She's saying you have the setting on it to dim it down. No. This is a different kind of light. It doesn't have a dim. It's just one. Yeah, I know what one you're talking about. You're talking about the ring lights. I've got one of them here. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's what it is. Maybe I should put this ring light over there. Let me do some adjusting here. Look, this is my ring light here. Look, see? Real life. You see what's behind the scenes. No smoke and mirrors here, mate. You know, you get what you see what you get. See, there we go, see? It's all about lightning, isn't it? It's all about putting it in the right place, you know? I think it should just go back over there, really. To be quite honest, is that any better? No. And I've got another one. I've got two. Listen, I'm tired of this. It's just the positioning. Light comes in through here, where my window is from the sitting room. So light comes in through here. I've got a bit of light that comes in through the kitchen on this side, but it's not bright enough. And it's also where the sun is also as well. So it is what it is. Listen, people, don't worry. She says that's better. Is it better? Okay, then I'll leave it like that then, eh? There we go. Yeah, you keep it like that, they say. It needs to be behind your computer. Oh, God. Have you seen where my computer... No, it doesn't need to be behind the computer. It can't go behind the computer, let's put it that way. Yeah, I'm against the wall, right? And my computer's big, well, the screen's big, the computer, but it can't go behind it. No, it just can't go behind there. What I need is a studio. I just need a studio, period, and stop shooting from home. Don't worry, all that's going to happen. I'm manifesting, putting it out there in the universe. It is what it is. Anyway, enough about lighting. I might get interrupted by engineers who want to come and change my internet. All right, okay. But it is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Let's get into the astrology. What can we? Martina saying I'm hysterical. Yeah, something like that. We can see you perfectly, Hannah is saying. Yeah. You can see me perfectly now. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm looking back at my YouTube videos, I'm like, is that? No, I need to sort out the lighting. Has been a big thing with this show. I need to, you know, I need to make it look more professional. But this is real. This is it. This is my sitting room, man. You don't get more real than this. Anywho, let's look at the chart, bring up the chart. We know what's going on in the world. It looks like World War III. We're on the verge of World War. People keep asking me, you think World War III is going to happen? And I think, you know. The last time Uranus was in Gemini, and Uranus is going to be entering Gemini on the 7th of July, we were in World War II. Are we going to be getting, we could be getting something similar like that, couldn't we? Anywho, let's check the charts. What is the astrology saying? That's what we want to look at. Bear with me. Let's bring up the chart. You know me. Do my little faffle, and here we go. We got that new moon. Booyah! Alongside Jupiter, an exalted Jupiter also as well. Can't go wrong with that. Look at that in the 10th house. Yeah, only on the Lunar Land show do you get that kind of stuff. But yeah, only on the Lunar Land show do you get that kind of astronomical, astrological stuff. We got a new moon. Happy new moon to you all. The new moon is literally pretty much exact right now as I'm speaking to you live on the Lunar Land show. And for those of you who are listening to the recording or going to be listening to the recording, if you're listening to this, just consider it's a new moon while you're listening to it as well. New moon in Cancer. The moon rules Cancer, so it's really good stuff. Yeah, so we are here, man. That is what that new moon about. It's about new beginnings, right? And it's Cancer. It's all where that sense of belonging is. So right now, this is going to be a moment where people are really going to be plugging into the sense of belonging, patriotism, homeland, family, caring, nurturing qualities. That this is where we're going to be seeing that come out. New moons are about initiating new things. They're about a new start. Yeah, so it's actually a great period. And I do like the fact that Jupiter's there with it as well, even though it's combust, fair enough. I mean, we had a Jupiter Cosimi yesterday, didn't we? However, the moon was void for most of yesterday, so that was a bit of a bummer. But nevertheless, we've got that new cycle. We've got a lot of Cancerian energy right now, right? Jupiter, Sun, Moon, and Mr. Mercury is also joined the party. Although he's at the very end, he's about to leave. What else do we have? What else can we be looking forward to? Now, I did say when Jupiter was, when was it, last week, week before last, when he became squared, when he entered Cancer and he squared Saturn, yes, and also we had the Mars squaring Uranus, but that's gone now, you know, things rising, and sure enough, we saw it, isn't it? Pretty much to the date which I stated, we saw, you know, Iran, Israel launching, attacking each other, you know, going back and forth right now. I tell you what, you're not doing a bloody good job of keeping my name. Look, you see that? That is my bell gone. Now, bear with me, guys. Never done this in the show. Looks like I'm going to have to do it now. Let's go. I just need to go and see who that is. I think it's the engineers. I'm back, people. I'm back. Has that ever happened? Right here on the Lunar Lounge. Had to pause the goddamn show. Apologies for that, people. Guess who it was? You see? Normally, I would not have even answered that. You press my buzzer. You know what I mean? During the Lunar Lounge, no. Guess who it was? You're not going to believe this. Scottish Gas and Electricity. Breda, fling your hook. Mary is saying, can the show continue after their work? Well, I don't know. They're going to be here for a bit. I'm happy to do that. I probably could come on, depending on how long they are. They're going to be. They say they're not going to be long, but can never trust these people. Anywho, let's get back to my Hannah saying keeping it real. Yeah, something like that. Shout outs to Dinah. Shout outs to Amaretta. How you doing? I know who you are, Amaretta. I won't call your real name, don't worry. Shout out to Dinah. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land show. Let's get back to the astrology. Where was I? I was talking about that Jupiter square Saturn and Mars square Uranus, which has just passed, and we saw again the world up in arms, right? These dumb nuts, whatever ideologies they want to say they are pursuing. I do understand it, but at the same time, I do understand it, but I don't understand it. I understand it, but I don't understand why you would do that, really. It's in 2025, yeah, and we're claiming to be civilized, yeah, and people are launching rockets and don't know who they're hitting on the other side. People have been buried under rubble. I mean, really? And for what? Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to this. We can celebrate this for now, that's for sure. So let's have a look over the course of the next few days, rest of the month, and at for the beginning of I'm going to be on edge here now because I'm looking at the time and it's just approaching 1 o'clock. So so here we go. Where's what? So this should be calming down. The square with the although I suspect that this new moon in Cancer is still kind of triggering, you know, that square with Saturn, although it's a separating one, but okay. It's a sensitive point. Let's put it that way. It's a sensitive point. So that's to be bear in mind. However, let's go over the next couple of days. What's going to be happening? On the 26th, we're going to have Mercury. Mercury is going to move into the sign of Leo, right? This is the zodiac sign where he's going to be moving retrograde. Yeah, people, could you believe it? Mercury is going to be going retrograde in a few weeks' time. That's why he's racing like there's no tomorrow, picking up speed. The moment you start seeing racing, you know that he's getting prepared to go retrograde. So, people, you know what to do. It's all about redo, relax, revise, review, redo everything, basically. That is Mercury retrograde. Back up your shit. Ensure your phones. Get the backup for the backup for the backup for the backup. That's what I do. Do be mindful also around travel and things of that nature. Buying, purchasing things, signing new contracts. Yeah, Mercury is going to be going retrograde in a few weeks' time. Maybe we may even see that what's happening here planetary-wise? So this is the 26th. On the 26th, Mercury is going to be moving into Leo. What else are we having here? 27th of June, anything? Nothing really. Well, the moment Mercury moves into Leo, Mercury is going to move into Leo. He's going to be opposing Pluto. Right? He's going to be opposing Pluto. This is about deep communication, deep information. This is what this is about. This is about transforming. See, any traders out there, you know, you traders, watch it. Yeah, I'm hearing car doors slam. Normally, that's an indication that somebody's getting out of a car, and I'm hoping it's not one of these engineers who want to come and change up my internet while I'm doing this show. I'm going to cuss some bad words if they come in the next half an hour. Anywho, I'm hoping they come late. Yeah, the time, well, as they normally do. Anywho, back to this Mercury Pluto. Any traders here? Any traders in the building? Speak your truth now, because, you know, that can be, well, there could be some extreme trading going on here. Mercury rules trade, right? Mercury rules communication also as well. The only thing I don't like about this is that it's an opposition. Oppositions are not necessarily favorable, but we're definitely going to be seeing some kind of extremes here. Yeah, Yvette saying, yeah, you're really on edge. Poor you. it is what it is. Shout out to Shayo. Welcome to the show. Yeah. Angela saying they're 4 minutes early. Yeah, it weren't them. That's the thing. It was somebody else. And knowing my luck, they're probably going to come while I'm halfway through the show. I'm going to tell them to wait, you know. You think I'm joking? Listen, mate, you wait. Wait your turn. Not even meant to be here anyway. It is what it is. So Mercury, we've got the Mercury-Pluto opposition. So Mercury-Pluto is all going to be about deep information, transformative information. So people, be mindful what you're listening to. For those of you who are trading, be careful how you are trading, right? Try to keep up, because you see, Pluto goes to the extremes. This is the kind of thing that, oh, you know, do not lay your eggs in one basket with this one, right? This is from the 27th. For those of you who are trading Bitcoin and Ethereum and what all these names, all these, you know, cryptocurrency. Yeah, that's going to be a big one. We're going to be hearing big things about cryptocurrency end of this month. Yeah, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right? Because Mercury is going to be opposing Pluto exact on the 29th. Yeah, so this is where things can really get intense. We're talking about intense communications, right? Intense trading, extreme trading, obsessive thinking. Right, because Mercury's to do with it, so we're going to be seeing extremes here. People, be mindful with this one, right? That's going to be this Saturday coming, Sunday coming, 28th, 29th. That is where we're going to be seeing all of that stuff. So, people, yeah, be mindful. Starting from the 29th of June, which is this Sunday coming, and then on the 30th, we're going to be the Venus-Uranus conjunction is starting. Right at the very end of Taurus, right? Right at the very end of Taurus. And just to go back again to that Mercury, by the way, Mercury, as when he moves into Leo on the 26th of June, which is tomorrow, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, moves into Leo, he's going to be trining Saturn. Now, that's good. Now, so he's trining Saturn on one hand, and then he's opposing Pluto. So at first we get some nice good structure. So for you guys who trade, right, I would say tomorrow and day after tomorrow is more of an advantage. But then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, watch it, right? Because that's when he starts becoming exact with Pluto. So do be mindful about that one, people. And then on Tuesday, is it going to be Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. Could you imagine? Tuesday is going to be the 1st of July. 6 months of the year has gone. We are encountering the second half of the year, where I have said things should be getting better. Yes, of course, we're still going to be dealing with the aftermath of what we saw a few weeks ago. However, things should start getting better. Jupiter starts to separate from the square of Saturn. Things should start easing up. Okay? This is where things really start getting better. This is where Jupiter can start being in his... he can start growing, right? And giving us the abundance. I'm quite happy about this. So this is what the chart is looking like for the beginning of July. 1st of July. So what is happening here? We've got Venus moving closer and closer to a conjunction with Uranus at the beginning of July, next week, Tuesday, right? What else are we happening? What else is happening here? Mercury will be separating from that opposition to Pluto. So all the intense communication, intense trading, deep thinking, obsessive thinking starts to fizzle out, right? Also, what you're likely going to find as well over this weekend, I betcha. For those of you who drive, tell me, well, there's not going to be a show next week, but the next time I have a show, tell me how your traffic experience is this weekend. We're going to have Mercury opposing Pluto. That's going to be intense traffic. Yeah? Watch out for that. Anywho, that will start to lessen from the beginning of July. It's starting to wane, so that's cool. But we've got Venus conjunct Uranus, people. Watch your spending. Watch your money. Quick coming in and quick to go out. Watch those relationships, a bit of breath of fresh air. I mean, it's a good Venus. It's a good Venus. But, you know, there's a not so pleasant fixed star around the end of Taurus. Yeah, you know, the seven sisters, the weeping sisters. Yeah, watch it, people. So as much as Venus is in her own sign, she's approaching a particular sensitive point in the zodiac at this point. So do be mindful, people. Venus in Taurus starts to conjunct Uranus. Catastrophes in relationships, money spending. It's going to be interesting to look at the economic system around this period. So yeah, this is all going to be at the beginning of July. What else are we going to be happening here? Days going on. 2nd of July. Venus gets closer to Uranus. 3rd of July. Even closer. 4th of July. American independence, right? 4th of July. I'm out of town. However, look at this. On the 4th of July, we've got the planet Venus exactly conjunct Uranus. So this is going to be next week Friday, guys. Remember, no show next week Wednesday. Yeah, I know. Reason why I don't like summer. It's interesting how some people like summer. Not for me. summer's too hectic for me. I don't like it. It's not that I don't like the sun, although I don't like a hot blazing day. We had a bit of a heat wave last weekend, didn't we? Was it Saturday, Sunday? When was that hot day we had? Bloody hell. Talk about only in England. Talk about, you know, global warming. Yeah, it's definitely happening. Not when I was a child. Shout out to Soph. Is it Soph? Sophie? Shout out to Mem Age. Shout out to Baba Craft. Some of these names you guys are coming in with. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Next week, Friday, we're going to have an exact Venus-Uranus conjunction, right? This can be good for new romance, new love. For those of you who are single, however, you see, Venus-Uranus requires you to do something different. it's for those of you who are on dating apps, this could be favorable, right? This could be favorable. So be sure to watch out for that. What is it? Jackie's saying, is anyone talking about the current earthquakes happening and the big one that is predicted on July the 5th? Yes. We spoke about some of that. What was it, last week? Was it last week or week before last? There wasn't a show last week, was there? No, it was week before last. Yeah, we spoke about these earthquakes. Yeah. And I told you about these earthquakes. I was speaking to it with a few colleagues. We were looking at that about last month, and we noticed that these earthquakes tend to be triggered by the late degrees in the fixed signs. Fixed signs being Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Well, guess who's in the later degrees of the fixed signs? Mr. Uranus, for now. And he's going to retrograde back in again. So we could be expecting quite a few of those earthquakes. It's already erupting in various parts of Europe. So, yeah. Not only that, sunspots is also another one. There's been some huge activity, which happens every 11 years. We get these sunspots, solar flares that, you know, which have also, they correlate with certain events happening here on Earth too. Yes, that's also taking place right about now. So do watch out for that, people. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Martina's letting me know it's scorching in Paris. Jesus Christ, what's happening here? Yeah, what's the degrees like? Those are the kind of weathers I don't do. Don't count me into scorching. I mean, I love Egypt. Egypt, listen, people, do not go to Egypt, Cairo especially, in July or please, do not go there. It is blazing, even in June. Jesus Christ, different heat. I don't, you know, if it weren't for my love for Egypt and the pyramids and the temples, you won't find me there that time of the year. But it is blazing, I'm telling you. UAE, Dubai also as well. That's why people they want to leave the country at them times. Yeah. Rome is the same. God, go to Rome in August. You will not see a soul on the road. It's going. Yeah. Jack said, I'm going in. Jack is saying, I'm going in August. Jesus Christ. Please. You want to go to Egypt? Go December, January, February, maybe March. You know, those are the times. Florence is saying, yes, it will be in New Orleans. Yes, I will be in New Orleans next week for the Essence Festival. Oh, nice one. Good one. Do enjoy. Keep us updated. Tell us the report, what's going to be going on. Martina's telling me in Paris, it's 33-34. Count me out. It's been for a few days now. It's been like that for a few days, has it? Yeah, count me out them kind of heats, man. I don't do that. Anytime you're talking above 25, 26, between 25 and 28, yeah? Yeah, just say, from you start going above 28, count me out. I'm interested. You know, maybe being born in the autumn has got something to do with it. But yeah, count me out of that. Anywho, back to the astrology. Before these engineers come and want to disrupt positive thinking, let's push them out. Yeah, keep working where you are. Come back in the next hour. Let me finish my show. So Venus conjunct Uranus. This is going to be on the 4th of July exact. For those of you who are dating on the apps, using the internet, this could be a favorable time. For those of you who like the traditional way of dating, there's nothing wrong with that either. Getting where you fit in, you know, what works for you. However, with Uranus, it does require that you apply a different approach, right? Uranus is the breath of fresh air, which we need. Yeah. So we're going to have Uranus watch the spending. Yeah. There could be erratic spending, unpredictable spending, Venus, Uranus, right? You know, our values get turned on their head. Break free from your traditional values. Venus conjunct Uranus. And this is going to be the day on the American independence. Cha-cha-cha. Well, let's watch how that is going to play out. 5th of July. Well, actually, on the 4th of July. On the 4th of July, on that same day, Venus is going to move into Gemini. 4th, 5th of July, Venus will move into Gemini. And guess what? Here's the big one, people. The one we've all been waiting for. On the 7th of July, the planet Uranus will officially move into the sign of Gemini. Hasn't done so in 84 years. The last time Uranus was in Gemini was in 1941, if my mind serves me correctly. I do know he was there during the Second World War. So that's quite interesting. We saw development in technology. We saw development in communication, especially due to the war. You know, a lot of these inventions that we enjoy today, a lot of them come about through war. They are military developments. That's why the military get it first. They use it first. Internet, mobile phones, computers, various telecommunications, a way of delivering information. It's the military where it comes through, right? And then it ends up, you know, becoming developed more and more off that. But that's the way in which it, you know, that's the way in which it, how it comes about. So yeah, so it's quite interesting. So we're going to be getting a lot of that with Uranus entering the sign of Gemini, right? We know Gemini is ruled by Mercury. It's all about communication. Now, this is a transit that I have been waiting for, because the energies of Uranus is very much compatible with Gemini. It's high energy, it's high velocity. I don't feel in the last 7 years, Uranus in Taurus really got to express himself in the way that he would like. Taurus is an earth sign and it's fixed. There's nothing fixed about Uranus. Here, he goes wild. So we can expect some real giant leaps and bounds in technology, in communication. Yeah. Yeah, be sure to watch out for that. So yeah, Martina's letting me know it's a nightmare. I can't deal with it. Don't you have air conditioning? 25 is tops for me. Yeah, me too. I'm in agreement with you there. Talking about the heat in France, of course, being in the mid-30s, or at least approaching the mid-30s. I don't do heat. Mind you, you see how dark I am right now. This is the sun hitting me, you know. I went swimming one day in the oceans in the Cape Verde. That's where I was. And I was swimming for about 45 minutes, snorkeling, swimming with the fishes. It was brilliant. Came out, I was absolutely knackered. There's something about me when I go swimming, and I love swimming, is that I always come out hungry. And I came out, and I must have, I think I had a bit of, you know, I munched on something. I can't remember what it was. But I fell asleep on the beach. Never in my life. Never. I've never known that. I don't understand people who just... I can understand Europeans. Okay, you want to get a bit more tanned and brighter. But even then, just laying on the beach, sun blazing on your body, people, nah. Okay, don't get me wrong. I had a bit of shade. But nevertheless, it's like, you know, sleeping outside in the heat. First time. Well, that happened because I was tired. But yeah. Oh, so you don't have air conditioning, Martina. Oh dear. Bless you. Anywho, Uranus is going to move into Gemini. the place of high velocity, high speed telecommunications. People, listen to this carefully. I'm gonna say this. Uranus moves into, he's gonna move into Gemini. He's gonna retrograde back later on in the year. He's gonna retrograde back again. He's gonna go back into Taurus, and he will come back again into Gemini in April of 2026, where he will be for the next 7 years. I'm going to put a prediction, a bold prediction out there. Are you listening? You're hearing it here on the Lunar Lounge. The recording's there. We can go back to it. I betcha in the next 7 years, they will have or be on the verge of creating teletransportation. Yep, I bet you any money. Let's go for it. Put your bets down, people. In 7 years' time, either it will be able to be done, or they'll be on the verge of it. They'll be on the verge of launching it by the time Uranus wants to move into Cancer. I'm putting that out there. There is going to be a huge leap and bound in something to do with innovation, that's going to be innovative, that's going to be technological, communication orientated. Yep. In the next 7 years, it's going to be out there. Watch. You heard it here on the Lunar Lounge. That's my bet. Teletransportation. Could you imagine? You just go in a pod and zoom. You can just vanish and just be anywhere, you know, teletransported somewhere in the world. Could you imagine? Something out of a movie, isn't it? Well, although sci-fi, sci-reality, if you can think it, if you can imagine it, it can be done. So watch out for that, people. Uranus in Gemini. That is what we are seeing. My phone is ringing. Why my phone is ringing? I have no idea. But either way. Anyway, so this is going to be on the 7th of July. It's going to be on a Monday. Anything else? So that'll be on the 7th. We're going to have Uranus moving into Gemini. We're going to be speaking a lot about that. A lot of huge changes. And on... and then on the 10th of July, we're going to have a full moon. It's going to be a full moon in Capricorn. Same full moon that you were born under, Hannah, that you were speaking about, except yours was an eclipse. This is not an eclipse. But we're going to have a full moon in Capricorn. Things coming to a peak. This is going to be a significant one also as well. So we're going to be seeing things peaking, things coming to, again, a lot of what you are going to be planting today with the new moon in Cancer are going, we're going to start to see the shoots. We're going to start to see things manifesting, right, on the 10th of July. So remember what I said. Today is the new moon. Start your affirmations. Start planting tomorrow. Why? Because right now the moon is combust. So you want to wait until tomorrow before you start initiating something new. And it's going to be good because why? The moon is in her own sign, right? So give it 24 hours. Let the moon separate from the sun, which is not combust. Tomorrow you start your planting, start your affirmations, do your rituals. And as the moon starts to wax and starts to grow, she's going to take your intentions and boom, on the 10th of July, we should start seeing something manifesting in your life. Start putting out that positive energy, people. Now is the time. On the 10th of July, you start reaping. 10th of July, we're going to have a full moon in Capricorn. What else is happening planetary-wise? Not much, really. Not much really going on in that sense. Jupiter's still going to be in Cancer. Yeah. Venus is doing her thing. There's going to be a trine with Uranus and Pluto. That's going to be interesting. It's It's going to be interesting. I'll talk more about that one in the next show. Remember, next week there is no show. But yeah, but I'll leave it here for now. And I'll be back with you in the next 2 weeks with the no show. Shout out to what was that? Oh, Mary's saying is that saying we'll have less airplanes in 7 years? I don't think we'll have less airplanes per se, because normally with these kind of technologies, although they, you know, normally are, well, the elite tend to, you know, they get first dabs, right? Of course. The military will probably start using it first, right? Because it will be a great way of war and all that kind of stuff. So it's not going to be mainstream, but it will be there. And they have to experiment with it for some time, make sure it's, you know, because, when things first happen, there's going to be mistakes, right? There's going to be blunders. It was quite interesting. I was thinking the other day that, let's stop sharing. I was just thinking the other day that it's quite interesting how when things get invented, it's often the rich, the elite, that often have first access to it. Of course, because they can afford it, right? When things happen, they're more expensive. However, always remember, as much as you may look at it like, oh, why did I get... They're the one who encounter the mistakes of it also as well. They have to go through the... So they do the trial period. So if anything dangerous is, they get, you know, not that I'm wishing it on them, but in a way, sometimes you can say they get lost to it first. They get, if there are any accidents or blunders or whatever, they encounter that. They suffer that. Deaths included, right? Before it becomes mainstream. And then obviously after people start learning how it is and how it works, and then it becomes more popular, and then more companies get involved, and then they perfect it and they take it to the next level. So by the time it becomes mainstream for the public, it becomes more safe. So that's just a thought out there. To shout out to Tiffany all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, you getting here late, man. Just like I'm hoping now the engineers that are gonna come and change my internet are gonna be late too. Going back to Mary's question there, I don't think there's gonna be less planes, but eventually when telecommunication, it's what is it? You know when you go into a pod and you vanish and go somewhere else. A little bit like, but that was more future coming to the past. I was going to say the, what was that movie with Denzel Washington? Deja Vu. The one with Denzel Washington, Deja Vu, but Deja Vu was, that was more past and present. Although I think that could also be something that could also start to be developed. But I'm talking in terms of transporting, disappearing. Yeah, these things are possible. They've always been possible. Listen, people, nothing you don't already know. There's nothing new under the sun and nothing old under the moon. I think you know that by now. There is nothing which is being created or that will be created that hasn't been done before. It's a giant, we're just living in a big, giant cycle. Past, present, future is all one. Parallel universes. Right now, as I'm sitting here, they are universes and worlds, right, interlocking, overlapping. Yes, Faye, quantum leap. Yeah, we're about to make that quantum leap. Uranus in Gemini will definitely is going to take us into that quantum leap for sure. So, let's... Let's keep wanting to grow and move. There's so much more out there. New things, be open to new things, new experiences, new places, new people, new cultures, new ideologies, new information. It's never ending. It's all about growth, right? It's all about growth. Welcome to all of you guys. Teleportation, that's it. Thank you, Lodana. That's the word I'm looking for, teleportation. Teleportation, that's what we're going to be doing. Shout out to Tao. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Gaza. Welcome to the show. Olena, astrology keeps on float in difficult situation. Keeps on float in difficult situation. Yes, definitely. Outer Shell Alchemy, welcome to the show. Nehru, coming to the end. So it's exciting. Shout outs to Yanifa Aboruboyo. You mean teleporting? Yes, I'm talking teleporting. So I'm just talking about Uranus moving into the sign of Gemini. And I'm saying in the next 7 years, it's going to be established or they'll be on the verge of it. Guarantee in the next 7 years. Uranus moving into Gemini. That's what we can definitely expect. Teleportation. That's it. Teleportation. That's my quote unquote forecast or prediction for the next within the next 7 years of Uranus moving into Gemini. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be that. And there's going to be other things also as well. There's going to be, I bet you in the next 7 years, there's going to be mobile phones smaller than the size of this thing I'm holding in my hand. Yep. Smaller than this. What am I talking about? You've already got mobile phones. You can answer phones on your iWatches now, which is smaller than what I'm holding in my hand. You know, Yanifa, yes, you're correct. Yeah, teleporting, correct. You're correct. What did you say that earlier? Did I miss that? Yeah, but yeah, teleporting. Yeah. Teleportation, call it as you wish. In the next 7 years, Uranus in Gemini will definitely bring that up. And I'll be talking about other things as well that we can be expecting also as well. Our educational system is going to be changing. Borders, war. This is why we are likely going to see something close, maybe to a third world war. Because borders. Because remember, Gemini, which is ruled by the planet Mercury, is connected with travel. Right? When you're traveling, you're crossing. So borders are also going to, you know. Stay on it, people. Let's see. Tiffany saying, I wish we could have teleported this weekend. Flights constantly cancelled. Never made it to DC. Went to St. Louis instead just to get away via car. You had to go via car. Yeah. Lots of disturbances. That Jupiter square Saturn. But it's easing off now. Jupiter's separating. It's easing off. We're going to get a calm. Trust me, people. We're going to get, and for those of you who've got planets in Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, you're going to start seeing now the niceness of Jupiter. Yeah, because he's separating from that square of Saturn. I did tell you the first move was going to be a bit difficult, but we see the tensions rise. They're at it. Give it a few weeks. All going to start piping down. And we can start getting on with our lives. So that's what it is there. Calm before the storm. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's the calm before the storm. Anywho, where am I? Competition time. Oh my god. People, I ask a question. And when I ask a question, I'll put the address. It's the first person who emails me the next following Wednesday at midnight GMT time. So do adjust your clocks if you're outside of the UK. I ask a question and the winner wins £30. Not much, but it makes things nice, right? You get some nice. Just makes it competitive, you know. So I like a bit of competition. My last question I asked was, what planet rules virgins? What planet rules virgins? Ooh. And the answers came in. I'm going to read out the answers and I'm going to be posing my next question. Now, this is interesting. The first, okay, Olena, you came in first. Virgins are ruled by Jupiter because chastity suggests hindrance to high platonic ideals. Jupiter, virgins, God. Jupiter is the most infidelity deity of them all. Who slept with more women than Jupiter? Nobody. Absolutely no. Listen, virginity. God, Jupiter. Oh, God. No, certainly not. But you came in first. Quite impressed. Who's this? Mark, you came in second. Virgins ruled by Venus. Yes, you are correct. Then Amy. Amy says, my guess is Venus. You are absolutely correct. Banji or Joe, which planet was it? Venus. You are correct. Quite a few. Quite impressive. Who's this? Karen Bergman. Mercury? Virgins? You said Jupiter as well, Christian. What's going on here? Please don't tell me it's Mercury. And then he goes on to say, please don't tell me it's Mercury. No, it's not Mercury either. Because it's linked with Virgo. Yeah, no. The planet that rules virgins is Venus. Venus rules the planet of virgins. Innocence, right? But she's also the planet of sex as well. So, yeah, she represents both of that. This is what it is. Be fruitful and multiply, Jupiter. Yes, exactly, Tiffany. It's exactly that. Jupiter, virgin. Oh, God. Jupiter's extremely fertile. He's a virginity. Quite the opposite, mate. Yeah, Jupiter knows how to put it away, that's for sure. He did a lot of that. But yeah, that's what Jupiter is. Fruitful and multiply. Exactly that. Be fruitful and multiply. That's a quote in the Bible, you know, just to say for you biblical people. Yeah. Very Jupiterian. This week's question. I'm going to ask a question. First person who inboxes me next week, midnight. It's the first question to get from midnight, right? So time it right if you're outside of the UK. Okay. Now. Dun, dun, dun. Be very careful with this one. What house in astrology rules commerce? Commerce and trade. What house rules commerce? That is it. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, from midnight, gets £30. What house, I'm saying house, rules commerce in astrology? Yes, you're going to need to study astrology, people. Speaking about studying astrology, people, astrology course, you need to jump on it. Well, the price has already gone up, so you've lost that. I still think the discount is still there for those of you who... may want to access that. Hit me up on the email Sacred Planets, not the one that's on the screen right now. That's for the competition, right? Which house rules commerce? Which house rules commerce in astrology? Winner gets £30. Do your proper astrology, please, and stop doing that ABC stuff. You won't get it. First person in next week will get the £30. Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to put up my email address for those of you who want to sign up to the astrology courses. There's still a bit of a discount going on right now, which you can take full advantage of. You get lifetime access. All the classes are recorded, so you can follow it, you know, no problem. Everything's all there. reading material, got exams also as well. Live classes every week. Two live classes every week. No astrology platform is doing that right about now. Except moi. Two. Although sometimes we do have a, you know, can't make it, you know, traveling like I am next week. Okay. But you know, trust me, more than enough. Two astro- and there's going to be a third. There's going to be a third class also coming in September, October. So people, get to know all about your chart, how to delineate a chart, how to understand the natal chart, favorable times, showing you methods of how to know when things are going to be happening, and so on and so forth. So be sure to sign up to that while you can, while the discount is on offer. Yeah? So, yeah. Hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. I've got tarot card classes starting soon and numerology. Don't worry, I'm going to keep you all up to date because I'm still in the middle of some. So I'm not just about to finish. Finishing the numerology very soon. Finishing the palmistry has finished. So there'll be a new palmistry course coming soon. Be teaching you all about the palms. Those lines on your hands, man. They all have meaning. All of that I'll be bringing to you. So do watch out for that. What else? Tarot. Beginners and intermediate level will be starting soon. They should be starting in July. I don't know. People tend to go on holiday then. I don't know. I may leave it. I don't know. Let's see. I may do something in July. If not, we may have to wait till September. But that's how it is. Tiffany is asking me, do you teach cardiology with regular playing cards? No. Yeah, I know about it. I do it. I don't do it as often as I do. I've got this beautiful pack of playing cards, gold color, that I normally use. I tend to just use it I do use it, but I don't teach it. Maybe it should be something. I did do one course of it, but quite a long time ago. It's probably about 10 years ago or something. But I do teach that, but it's not something I teach. It's more tarot. People tend to watch more tarot. Cardiology is not so popular like that. People don't even know that you can use playing cards to do that. But I mean, it comes from the tarot anyway. Your playing cards originate from the tarot, if you didn't know. But yeah, but I don't run courses in it. Maybe I should. I'll have a think about it. But I can teach it. I have done, but it's just not so popular. But tarot, everyone knows tarot. Tarot is like really popular. So it's probably, there is more a demand for the tarot than there is cardiology. So that's the way in which that one works. Ladonna's quoting, living like the Jetsons. Yes. Thank you. Take care. Thank you very much, Martina. So yeah. What else? So that is about it. And speaking about tarot cards, I think we're at that place where it's the tarot card of the week, right? Correcto mundo. So, back to Paul, tarot card of the week. The engineers are not here. Kept them at bay. That's good. But I was interrupted by the Scottish Gas and Electricity. Don't let me cuss bad words on this show. I really don't want to do it, but hey. Anywho, let's pull the card of the week. Tarot card of the week right here. What have we got? And it's a new moon as well. Come on. I'm going to give another shuffle for some reason. Something said shuffle again for the new moon. Okay, well, what do we got? New moon. What do we got? Ooh, we got the Four of Swords. Might need to take a chill pill, take a break, take a bit of time out, right? So what is the meaning of this card? We got the Four of Swords. This card indicates over the course of the next week, we perhaps need to take the foot off the pedal, chill, take a break, take some time out. And that can be, you know, easier said than done, isn't it? Especially when you've got work. You got bills to pay, right? can't just, but take as much as a break as you can, wherever you can, however you can, wherever you can, whenever you can, however you can, take a break, take some time out, go to bed earlier, spend an extra hour in bed if you can, but take it easy, take that time out. It's a recuperating period. It's a rest period. It's a take time out period. It's a healing period. When we need to take time out, it's heal. Healing comes in so many different ways and forms. It comes mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. We all are exhausted or wounded in some way, shape, or form. And taking a break and taking time out allows us to be able to heal from that process, right? So that is what it is all about. It's not necessarily about your physical work life, but it could be about your emotional life, could be about your intellectual life, could be about your mental state, right? We all need that. Okay, time to refresh ourselves, time to recharge, take some time out. This is what it's about. And don't be afraid to be a little bit isolated and spend some time by yourself. It's all a part of it, baby. Four of Swords. That is the tarot card of the week, people. So do take it on board. Do enjoy. What else? The engineers are not here. So that's good. I thought my show was going to be as well, but something said, just go ahead with the show. So no interruption there. Thank you very much. Just looking at here at the messages, no more messages. Want to thank each and every single one of you. Oh, Jasmine also joined as well. Shout out to Jasmine. Hope you're well. N3C144. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Verity the Virgo also joined. Dream 911 Machine. I like that one. Welcome to the show. But the show is now coming to an end, of course. Want to thank each and every single view, every single one of you who attended. Thanks for your participation and your input and your comments. Please, for those of you on YouTube, do like, do subscribe, do leave a comment. You know, these things improve the things, you know. Leave some comments. This is a nice show, whatever. If you're not going to say something nice, leave it alone. But, you know, put a nice little word in there. You know, it is what it is. The show's growing. I need to sort out the lightning. I'm going to sort that by next week. But there is no show next week. So in 2 weeks' time, I hate having to miss my Lunar Lounge show. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I'm going to be missing next week again. But I'll be back with a bang. What else? Mary's saying they're always late anyway. Yeah, tell me about it. They were meant to install it a few weeks ago. And they said, we're going to come between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Guess what time they showed up? Knocking on my door at 3 p.m. Please tell them to sling it. And he's like, yeah, I know we're late. Oh, yeah, you're damn right you are. Anywho, it is what it is. Yeah, good luck with the internet provider. I guess I'll be hearing you soon. Yes, you will be hearing me soon. Check your mailbox in the next, 2 minutes. And you should be seeing something coming in. On that note, people, listen, I am out. I want to thank each and every single one of you.
To the Lunar Lounge.
Oh, you know what? Right. I want to thank each and every single one of you for tuning in. Have a great week. I'll be seeing you in two weeks' time, as there's no show next week. My name is Israel Josie. You have been listening to the Lunar Lounge show. Shout out for all of you guys who listen to the recordings, who are downloading also as well. I really, really appreciate it. So, yeah. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Like I said, you've been listening to the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Josie. and I am out. Take care, people. Thank you very much.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.